Crowd is yelling, throw him out. Brings you here, and what effect do you think it will have to impeach Trump?
I don't know if it'll have any effect on that, because they don't listen, and they've made it clear and obvious that they care not, and they're not listening and making stuff up. What this is for is to show that we're not going to take it. I believe what Donald Trump is doing right now is right out of the book of the Nazi rise to power. How they got into power was creating an enemy and convincing enough people that they were the enemy and they were the saviors. And that's exactly what he's doing now. What he did today to Pelosi, that letter, calling all people who are against him traitors and treasonous, that's a call to arm for his people. So this is an answer to that call. Show him. I don't know if you saw the New York protests, or I haven't heard about Washington. There's millions of people in New York. I saw it on YouTube. This is showing him that it's not going to be as easy. The centrists and the moderates in Germany in 1929 and 30, they kept convincing themselves, oh, it'll all work themselves out. Even the anti-Nazis, they were like, oh, it'll work it out. Yeah, well, it did work out, not very well. So I think we have to learn from that like he learned from that. And we have to say, no, we're not going to lay down and let you make everyone afraid. We have to stand up now. This is the line in the sand. And I'm here. And I got a bad knee. And I have IBS. And I had to take a bus. And I came here. You know, it's not easy for me to leave the house on a cold night when I don't have to work and get on a bus.
So it means something to you. So if I understand you correctly, you're saying that this is similar to the way one is recommended to confront a bully, whether one wins or not in a fight with the bully. You have to fight the bully every time. Is that a good metaphor?
And not only fight him, but if you remember, there was a bunch of young anti-Nazis who got criminalized because they said, see, they're wild in the street, like the Antifa, like some of the more violent people. That was, and they turned people against them. They made more Nazi sympathizers that way. We're doing it peacefully. We're saying, no, we're here. We're not going away. We're not moving, and we're not going to acquiesce to your agenda, no matter what. And we're saying it now, and we're saying it peacefully. Try to make, and he'll do his best to make villains of us. He will do his best, but he's a villain. He's a gaslighter. So what are you going to do? We have to let America know that a third of us are not going away.
Do you want to give a name?
My name? Seth.
Okay, thank you, Seth.
No problem.
Do you have opinions about the impeachment process?
I'm against it.
Against the impeachment process? Yeah. Can I ask you what brings y'all down here tonight?
Well, we are urging our elected officials to do their job.
I see that there's a lot of support from people coming by and honking.
Yeah, isn't that great?
What do you think that the Senate will do when they are presented with the trial? Do you think that they will have a full trial, or that they will try to make it quick, over, and easy?
Well, if you listen to McConnell, he says, and Lindsey Graham, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to have any witnesses. They're not going to have nothing. They're just going to get it done with as fast as they can.
Do you think that Pelosi should withhold the actual vote for impeachment in order to get acquiescence with the trial?
Can that happen?
That's being talked about.
I think that makes a lot of sense, because it's not like it expires in 2020. I have to use air quotes, and I know you can't see them, but if he is reelected, which I don't think he was ever elected in the first place, but if he's reelected, then we need to definitely get him out before the end of the second term.
There's talk about going to a secret ballot, because it is believed that some Republican senators are so furious at Trump that if they are not called on it, if they could do so secretly, then they would vote to remove him. What do you think of that tactic?
That sounds like a great idea, because they're scared.
Scared shotless, you say.
Yeah.
Scared shirtless. Thanks very much. Did you want to give your names?
Spike Sandberg Lewis.
Steven Sandberg Lewis.
I see you brought an American flag. What's it mean to you?
Well, it means that the other side doesn't get to take patriotism from us. That this is a symbol that, as flawed as it might be, our Constitution is a great and important document, and we need to make sure that when it's threatened, as it's threatened right now, we the people make our voices heard that we are going to stand for it.
Your sign says, "Protect the Constitution, impeach and remove." Any comment?
You cannot ask for a state for a situation than the one that we're in right now that is more clearly defined in the Constitution as something that we should remove the president for. If the Senate doesn't remove Donald Trump, the Senate is simply not doing their job.
Your name?
Ben Newman.
For KBOO Portland, I'm Teresa Mitchell.